secondary to, reading aloud, text 2. An Angle in Disguise, T.S. Arthur. Treasure Trove, a collection of ICSE poems and short stories. Miss Thompson did not reply, but presently turned towards the little chamber where her husband had deposited Maggie, and, pushing open the door, went quietly in. Joe did not follow. He saw that her state had changed, and felt that it would be best to leave her alone with the child. So he went to his shop, which stood near the house, and worked until dusky evening released him from labor. A light shining through the little chamber windows was the first object that attracted Joe's attention on turning towards the house. It was a good omen. The path led him by these windows, and when opposite, he could not help pausing to look in. It was now dark enough outside to screen him from observation. Maggie lay, a little raised on the pillow, with the lamp shining full upon her face. Miss Thompson was sitting by the bed, talking to the child, but her back was towards the window, so that her countenance was not seen. From Maggie's face, therefore, Joe must read the character of their intercourse. He saw that her eyes were intently fixed upon his wife, that now and then a few words came, as if in answers, from her lips, that her expression was sad and tender, but he saw nothing of bitterness or pain. A deep-drawn breath was followed by one of relief, as a weight lifted itself from his heart. On entering, Joe did not go immediately to the little chamber. His heavy tread about the kitchen brought his wife somewhat hurriedly from the room where she had been with Maggie. Joe thought it best not to refer to the child, nor to manifest any concern in regard to her. "How soon will supper be ready?" he asked. "Right soon," answered Miss Thompson, beginning to bustle about. There was no asperity in her voice.